I'm Gil Vick. I grew up in Kinston, North Carolina. The Jackson Plantation has been in the family since 1850. My connection to the house is just I'd visit my aunts and uncles and relatives there and listen to Civil War stories. Some of the stories that made the Civil War real to me were the physical evidence that we could see in the house. The front door was split by the Yankees when they broke into the house. The silver was hidden in a false step going up into the attic. They stole that. Some hams were hidden behind a false panel in the attic. They stole that. And they broke into the cellar and stole some victuals. There's an interesting story about there was a school teacher living in the house at the time who was trying to distract some of the Yankee soldiers. And while she was distracting the Yankee soldiers at the entrance to the cellar, they broke in the back of the cellar and stole all the victuals. So the Civil War stories that I heard from my aunts and uncles, who of course were secondhand stories at the time, were always real to me. Really. We could find in the fields, we found a bayonet out in one of the fields. I mean, you could find real evidence that the Yankees were there. And the Yankees were troubled.